At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. She says, text me what's happening. I was half listening. Badger says, Rock Auto. Yes, you can do it. It's easy. I don't know what Rock Auto is. All right, I'll give you this. If I watch the video a few more times, I might be able to piece that together. Megan says, Rock Auto is shit. Go literally anywhere else. I'll tell you this. If I were to actually, let's just say I had the ability to do this myself, I would only want the type of parts that are certified parts. You know? I don't want garbage. Like you assholes want me to install. I don't think cheaper is the way to go on those things. Nick said, makes a good point. You first got to figure out if it's the hoses or the pump itself. Yeah, I have no idea. I think it's better just to take it in. Don't deal with that shit. All right, I can change the oil. Okay, I can change the spark plug. Big deal. Might even be able to flush radiator fluid. Might even be able to flush transmission fluid. All right. Before I continue another second. Oakland Auto Detail. If you want your car to look as good as new, as you know, I had Pooh Bear's car detailed at Oakland Auto Detail. If you want your vehicle to look as good as new, ceramic coating on that paint, which, by the way, I actually said, I go, what does that even mean? When you say ceramic coating, when I hear ceramic, I think like ceramic tile. Now, it's a liquid that goes on and it is spread appropriately. And then we have a light that goes over the area that is ceramiced. And then that gives you, after we've polished it, that gives you the shine and the protection. It, when you put water on it, water behaves so oddly, you won't believe it, how it just kind of like sluices off. It's like super slick. All those little scratches that the car washing puts on the vehicle, gone when you take it to Oakland Auto Detail. Text my pal Eric or Kristen Powie. I go, how do you say this name? Powie. P-A-U-W-E-E. Text or call Eric Powie at Oakland Auto Detail. 616-510-3470. Get on the schedule. Get an estimate. You can get an estimate from them over the phone as to what it's going to cost. Every single car is different. So that's the first question I always get asked. EZ, how much does it cost? I go, I don't know. Every car is different, and it requires an estimate. In fact, watch this, because Eric's great at these videos. He really is.
Hey, we take calls and texts every day, and I'm thankful for them all. And oftentimes the question is, how much? Or perhaps that really means I'm looking for the best price. Well, if you're looking for the best price, I'm here to tell you today, we have the best price here at Oakland. If by best price you mean what you get for your money, the value here is maxed out, your vehicle leaves looking unlike you ever seen it, and the customer experience has no comparison. If what you mean is you're looking for the lowest price, I've never had anybody call me back who is looking for the lowest price. That's just not where we exist. We make vehicles look their very best, and you can scroll our page for really days if you want to see vehicles that leave here looking amazing. And behind every one of those vehicles is an owner who decided this is the value I was finally looking for. Check our Google reviews for proof of that. Check us out, Oakland Auto Detail. We've got the best price. Hey, we take calls and text.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better. They're also looking for people to like and follow them on Facebook. So you would be doing me and them a solid, or them and me a solid, if you searched out on Facebook, Oakland Auto Detail, three words, and pressed like and or follow. They see that. That helps them. That's what they're looking to do there. Build their customer base. Because if you like and follow, that means that when Oakland Auto Detail puts something interesting on Facebook, you will see it. So keep them in mind. And if you do comment on any of their videos, because Eric puts out a new video for every car that goes to Oakland Auto Detail, please leave a comment that says, I'm here because EZ sent me. That makes my life easier because he knows that the dedicated Eric Zane Show podcast audience is there because of me. Borculo Josh says, my money is that it's a hose or a seal. Yeah, maybe it's that. Now, I don't know if all that shit's got to be replaced. You know, if I got to take all that shit out still, I don't know. I think ultimately I just get it in there and have them assess. All right, so there you go. Oakland Auto Detail, they are awesome. Thank you. Shout out to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. B-U-Y, insurancehere.com to schedule time with Frank. That'll get you in front of Frank via the phone. If you're local, he can come see you. You can meet at the coffee shop. You can go to his business or his office. It's up to you. There's a spot that says, how'd you hear about me? Please say me. No matter where you are in the U.S., Frank can talk to you. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for information. How about Pinball Land? My friends over at Pinball Land, we got to get together for another pinball orgy. Pinball orgy number two at Pinball Land. I want you to go to Pinball. Is it Pinball Dash Land or Pinball _ Land? Now I don't remember. It is pinballland.com. Pinball/land.com, I should say. Head there and you can get a look at the atmosphere and the vibe at this place. The vibe is just the coolest hang, as they say, at Pinball Land. You'll have so much fun. A retro arcade. Whether it's playing pinball, whether it's playing old school arcade games. They've got those arcade games that has like a 500,000 games on them. What are those called? Raspberries? Simulators? I don't know. Current game list on the website. Book a private party. That'd be a fun private party. Pinball machine lineup. Look at the atmosphere inside of that place. Awesome. It says, welcome to Pinball. Check that out.
Lights are flashing bright.
Is that the Undertaker?
Pinball Land. Pinball Land, oh, can't you see? Where the fun is always free.
Local milk.
Every game a new surprise.
Some bro.
Magic under neon skies.
Who did this song?
Magic under neon skies.
All right, enough of that shit. What the fuck is wrong with me? I guess it may have. Is it buffering for anyone else? Man Bun Chris says, I went last week with a big group of friends. The owner was showing me all the tricks and tips. He's a wizard. Were you with us? You were with us at the first one. It's a Twitch thing. I've been having stuttering. Nothing he can do about it. Talking about EZ. Has my page froze? I hope not. I hope I'm still there for you. Scott, the kidney donator, says, I just lost it. All right. So as you watch what I say and do here, let me know. Scott says it's back. Okay, good, good. Where was I? What was I going to talk about? I don't remember. I'm getting to that point in the show already. I still have not yet fully unpacked Diana getting her her cataract procedure. I guess it's a surgery. It would be a surgery. They go in. This is I didn't realize that it was this involved. You know, I thought a cataract was just something in the eye that they just do a little snippy and it's gone. But no, that's not it at all. As Man Bun Chris writes, I just X'd out of it and reopened it and it's fine. As I understand it, they just go, you're awake for all this? And she goes, yeah, they make you a little loopy and then they numb it. But they go in and they make like an incision in your eye. And then they go in with like a little grabby grab and they remove the lens in your eye. And then this is what they do with it. They throw it in the garbage. And then they take a fake lens and they put it in there. And now you'll have perfect vision. She goes, yeah. I go, so now you don't need glasses? No. I go, oh my God, I had no idea that this was that effective. So then I'm like, she goes, it's not as effective for people who have LASIK. And I don't know why. And she had LASIK and so did I. And I'm like, did LASIK, is that like not cool anymore to get that? Because I got that and it changed everything for me. It was outstanding. I got rid of my glasses. Chris says, don't they replace the whole lens? Yeah, they did. That's exactly what they did. And then in a week, they do it with the other eye. So we will repeat this next week, Tuesday. We'll do the same damn thing. She said that it's a different... It's a little bit less effective when you have LASIK. Like, oh, shit, of course. But, so, you know, we drive there. We load her, walk into the place. And then I read the heroin diaries in the lobby. And then they go, all right, she's ready to go. And pick her up in the car. And then they kind of like escort her out. And she's got those glasses on that old people wear. And then she gets in the car, and then they said, okay, now feed her, and then put her to bed. I go, gotcha. So I helped her up the steps. I put her in the bed. I kicked off her Crocs, and there's her little footsies there. So I beat off on them. That's what I did right there. And then I... it's perfect opportunity. She's loopy. She has no idea. She's going to wake up. Oh, my God. There's a little bit of jizz on my feet. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ. I made her a bagel, peanut butter and jelly on it. I gave her the bagel, put her to bed, and then she's fine. She said, oh, my God. I need my eye drops in at 2:30. I said, I can't do it. I got to do a show with Christian at 2 p.m. I cannot help you. Okay, maybe I can do it. I go, yeah, maybe. But she'll be fine. I should probably check on her. I should probably... Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Hmm?
Text Pooh Bear.
Hmm? What do you want to say to Pooh?
How are you? Question mark. Okay. So last night in New York City in the evening, there was a shooter. And I guess this guy has like an assault rifle. So Q, everybody's saying all assault rifles should be banned. And he wandered into a building. He shot the security guy at the front. Killed him, shot another lady, started like spraying the lobby with bullets. Goes up to a floor. We didn't know it at the time, but it seemed like random floor. Kills another person, and then shoots himself in the chest. I remember when I read he shot himself in the chest. I was like, what's up with that? They go back to this guy's residence. This is in Midtown Manhattan. They go back to the guy's residence, and there's a suicide note. And he said, I want my brain studied for CTE. You know how it is? Like you get hit in the head too many times, and your brain kind of waves the white flag, and it goes from being a normal, healthy brain to wanting to like destroy itself. I'm not an expert on CTE, but I've seen scans of people who during the autopsy, they show you what a CTE brain looks like, and they'll compare it like a cross section to like a normal healthy brain to a fucked up brain. And it's all like wonky and shrunk and looks kind of like when you saute a mushroom for a little too long. You know, you're like, oh, God damn it, I left the mushrooms on. That's what the inside of a dude with CTE, what his brain looks like. It just looks like a pile of shit. This guy says, I got CTE and you got to examine me. And so we're like, well, what? This is weird. And then we find out, lo and behold, that this is the same building where the offices of the National Football League exist. And he was going to the NFL offices to kill people. So his goal was kill innocent people who have nothing to do with anything in his life. And then, you know, I could even see it. If he wanted to shine a light on CTE, I mean, you could go the mile, the path of just shooting yourself, saying, study my brain. I don't even know yet if this guy played in the NFL. I mean, he might have just bumped his head at work, because I looked at the story once and I scanned to see what team this asshole played for in the NFL, and I'm lost. But he was trying to find the NFL offices, and then the stupid fuck went to the wrong floor. So he didn't even get the right floor. Chris says, I don't think he did play in the NFL. That's what I gathered, too. I read the goddamn thing. I was like, well, what an asshole. He left a suicide note in which he appeared to be targeting the NFL. The suicide note suggested he believed he had CTE. The shooter, who has a history of mental illness, blamed the NFL for his condition. You know, I kind of think that, like, let's say I've got a psychopath living with us. Let's say the NFK completely flips his lid and I can tell he's getting ready to hurt innocent people in the public. There should be like a murder mulligan that every person has. That if you apply for the murder mulligan, easy, first day in office. The easy murder mulligan plan. So with the easy murder mulligan plan, what you would do is you'd apply for your murder mulligan. Say, all right, we live with a psychopath here, and I'm the first line of defense between innocents being maliciously killed. Okay, why do you want to get a murder mulligan? Explain the scenario. So, all right, he's gone from wiping feces on the cupboards to messing up my goddamn microwave and refrigerator to now he's doing this, this, and this, and I think he's going to hurt someone. So I am applying for my murder mulligan. And then you get like a, it's like a passport. And it says, in the event that, and it has a specific name, so-and-so, NFK, social security number, blah, 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 flips his lid, easy, can blast him one. And to save innocent lives. And it's, you have it like ready to go. You carry it on you at all times. So that if we decide to go to Meijer and he grabs a kitchen knife and starts stabbing people in the frozen foods because they took the Mugu Gai Pan, I get to blast him one right there. No big deal. That is the murder mulligan. So this asshole, the family members of this psychopath, they should have just murdered him at home, frankly. 27-year-old Shane Tamura. One more person in critical condition. My God. And the guy who was working like in the lobby, young guy, Didarul Islam, 36-year-old immigrant from Bangladesh, married, two children, wife pregnant with their third child. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm a little bit confused that with the going to the NFL offices, but this is obviously a crazy person. Didn't matter. This happened five blocks away, by the way, where the United Healthcare executive Brian Thompson was shot dead by Luigi Mangione. That was the one where half the world like loves Luigi Mangione because he did that. Holy shit. All right, so there's that one. Yoda World says feces on the cupboards is pretty high up there. Speaking of crazy people, we have a one in, well, in Traverse City at that. Remember I told you about the story about the Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, which is just about 1 hour to the west of Fear Bunker North. Well, in the community of Afton, which is also about an hour north of Fear Bunker North, that guy was homeless. He wanders over to the Traverse City Walmart and starts stabbing random people. 11 people got stabbed. No one killed. He faced the judge yesterday. The judge said his bond is $100,000. I would have revoked the bond, but she said there's no chance. She said she could make the bond $1, and this piece of shit would be still behind bars. He's got nothing. He's an idiot. And now the story is coming out that this psychopath, at one point in his life, he went to the local cemetery and with a shovel and was digging up bodies. And that ended up being a misdemeanor charge that he was convicted of. Can we all agree on this show that if there's someone who's so fucked up that they're digging up the dead, when it comes to punishment for those who do something like that, I really honestly think that I think that there should be less precedence on previous cases to determine like what should be done with people. You know, I mean, if you look at, yeah, it's a misdemeanor that he dug up the dead, but he still dug up dead people. Thus, kill him, shoot him dead right in the goddamn courtroom, because there is no good that can come out of this. None. I just wish that on a judicial level, a cultural level, we had a little bit more Sharia law influence, frankly, when normal people have to deal with them in the public. You know, this is now these 11 lives are badly damaged. And beyond that, I mean, the loved ones that support these 11 people, they are all affected. The whole community is affected. Because one cocksucker who likes to dig up dead bodies got away with just a misdemeanor. And because, I mean, day one, easy presidency. Kind of like in conjunction with the murder mulligan. There should be a court order that you can sign. It's almost like a dog the bounty hunter where... You know, yeah, sure, you got a misdemeanor and you're convicted of it, but you're being hunted right now. Like, there's actually a bounty on your head put in place by the court in order to get rid of these people.
I'm outside the North Country Inn in Sheboygan, Bradford Gill's last known address, but the manager told us that he'd moved out about 9 months ago. The file from Emmett County Probate Court in Petoskey shows that he's been treated for mental illness dating back to 1998. It shows that Gill, who goes by Brad, was ordered to the Kalamazoo Psychiatric Hospital in 2008.
I think the audio on this is a little wonky. I apologize for that. It was only coming in like on one of your ears.
...for a year after his arrest 2 years earlier in Petoskey on charges of dead body disinterment and mutilation. And of destruction of tombs and memorials. Details of the crime were not available in probate court records, but he told doctors that he feared the people had been buried alive. Records show he was found not guilty by reason of insanity, diagnosed with schizophrenia and psychoactive substance abuse.
Okay, so he's got a history of that, which may lead to him possibly beating the rap on the assault of the 11 people at the Walmart. Which is nuts to me. At the very least, we need to take our mentally disabled people who injure others and just shackle them to a wall and then throw a couple pieces of bread at them every day, and then that's the end of it. Okay, that's enough.
The first public records of his mental illness date back to 2004 when Gill, who was 21, attacked his father. He was already homeless and living out of his car. A petition to involuntarily hospitalize him called him a threat to himself and others. He was diagnosed then with schizoaffective disorder, though he told doctors he believed he was quote-unquote normal and had a history of refusing to take his meds. He's been ordered repeatedly to receive treatment. Gill's criminal history dates back to 2005 and includes arrests for 4 misdemeanor assaults, a theft, and most recently the 2016 charges for digging up bodies. Then this past Friday, a probate judge ordered the Emmett County Sheriff's Department to pick him up, saying he posed a substantial risk to himself or others. In a press release, the sheriff said deputies searched but could not find him.
Wow, so... That's crazy, but I didn't realize that before the attack, they went to go get him because they knew he was fucked up.
The next day, the stabbings. The manager here did not want to go on camera, but told us that Gill had lived here for only a few months and that, quote, everybody was afraid of him. In Sheboygan, I'm Target 8 investigator Ken Colker.
Damn. That's fucked up. All right. So there's a long history of mental illness, and you know that there's going to be a pack of people that are going to be like, oh, you got to be sympathetic. He's mentally ill. You got to protect him. He's ill. No, fuck it, man. We need to be more mean to the mentally ill. All right, these people are affecting us. 11 randos are there just to get great prices on goods. They end up getting fucking stabbed. Rebecca says, this guy apparently does really well when he is on his medication, but his schizophrenia tells him he's fine, and then he goes off the meds. His family's been trying to get help from the state for literal years. The only help the state should give him is a bullet between the eyes. That is all he needs for the common good of the people in this great state. He needs death. Rebecca says, this guy is diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. His story is horrifying. I'm not making excuses for the actions, but the story is so much bigger than the guy stabbed 11 people. Yeah, that's debatable. I would say the biggest point of this story is that he did stab 11 people. I don't give a shit what's wrong with him. If I'm running the show, again, he's locked up. He never sees the light of day ever again. Sedated. Sorry. It's not everybody else's fault that you're fucked up. That's the end of that. Yeah, we need to be more vigilant and aggressive towards our community psychopaths. God knows what influences in their lives made them the way they did. I would say, because a lot of times paranoid schizophrenics become that way because of excessive drug use. So wouldn't be surprised if this is all brought on by himself. I would love to kick the shit out of all paranoid schizophrenics. They're some of the worst people to be around. You ever be walking down a street in a big city? They're everywhere. They're walking around talking to themselves. Everybody's freaking out. If you don't give them money, they go crazy on you and freak out. No, you just got to do a fucking blam, big kick right to the solar plexus and that. Get the fuck, kick them right in the street and hopefully they'll get run over. No, thank you. Get the fuck away from me. More easy, first day of the presidency. I will install the national kick a paranoid schizophrenic in the street day. If you're walking down the street in any town, and some schizo is fucking talking to himself, walking down the street. If he even looks at you, you can kick him in the back right into traffic. Nick adds, biggest disservice the Supreme Court ever did was closing the mental hospitals. Wait, what? Rebecca says he was exposed at 15 to psychotropic drugs and he never recovered from it. He thought it was weed, but it was laced with something else. Whoopsie. All right. Well, that asshole's now awaiting trial, I guess, in August. He'll be in front of a judge. I watched a little bit of the arraignment. He was a fucking idiot. The state of Michigan tried to restrict student cell phone use. They actually put it on the floor of the house so that they could open the door towards banning cell phones in school. It did not pass. This bill would have required that all public schools implement a wireless communications device policy. That they have to do it. That sounds weird to me. I would think that most schools already have a wireless communications device policy. Like Pooh Bear works in the school, and I think that get her on. She might be sleeping. I don't want to wake her up. I'm pretty sure that there's a policy school-wide that, you know, if you're in the hall, you can use it. If you're in the class, you can't. I mean, if I'm a teacher, I mean, like I am, as you know, Professor Eric Zane at Aquinas College. I plan on implementing the Eric Zane Show podcast cell phone policy. Of my 16 pupils that Professor Zane will be instructing, if I see that cell phone come out, I'm taking it. It's mine. Okay? I might even take pictures of my dick and give it back to you. All right? No cell phones in the class. That's it. That's my policy. The school should do the same. If I'm a teacher, I have a desk full of cell phones. You know? And, of course, nowadays, if a teacher takes a cell phone, I mean, imagine if we had cell phones in the 70s and 80s when I grew up. And if a teacher took my cell phone or anything of mine, and then I went back and told my mom or dad, hey, teacher has my cell phone, they would kick my ass because of how I lost it in the first place. Because obviously I was doing something I shouldn't have done. Nowadays is much different. Student goes home and says, hey, mom, hey, dad, I lost my cell phone. Why? What happened? Well, I was using it in the classroom to look at Beaver, and the teacher took it. They immediately side with the child. They immediately march into the school to try to get the cell phone back. If the school is closed, mom and dad then go to the teacher's house and bang on their door and challenge them to a fist fight. And then they strangle them out, choke them out, drag them to the school, and make them get the cell phone to give to the child. That is because millennials have ruined their children. You know, millennials have made Gen Z this disaster. So it's not Gen X's fault. Gen X is great. Gen X is everything that's awesome. We already talked about that. Better than baby boomers, whatever the fuck they're called. You know, the greatest generation, fuck you. Greatest generation is Generation X. You notice how Generation X, all the technology made it so that we can be supreme at warfare. Have you noticed that? You realize the baby boomers and the greatest generation, all that they could do would be just to storm the beach of Normandy and run around and shoot randomly. Nowadays, because Gen X is leading the military, we just sit in a control room and push buttons, and then bombs explode around the world, and then everybody dies, and we're better off because of it. That's the Gen X thing. Thank you very much. You're welcome. You're welcome. Nick says, that is if the student doesn't kick the teacher's ass first. That's right. If you ever look up videos of kids beating teachers' asses, it's really something. And then occasionally the teacher will kick the student's ass. I love those. Molly says the teacher did not pay for the phone. My mom did. And then I did when I started working. So no, not taking my phone. Exactly. That's a Gen X. I'm sorry. That is the millennial response. And we need that in the world. We need the millennials to respond like that so that Gen X can look at them and say, you suck. If I'm a teacher, which I am, you know, I'm a professor of college kids. I am considering the Eric Zane Show podcast cell phone basket, where you walk into the classroom and you have to drop your cell phone into the basket, because I don't want anything to disrupt the class. I don't want your attention on anything but me. Okay? Luke makes a great point. You can fly from Missouri in a plane where you can eat a Hot Pocket while bombing Iran. Man Bun Chris says, who raised millennials? Well, Gen X did. Expertly. It's not our fault that soft-headed millennials did not take the cues of the world's greatest generation. All right, how did I get on that? Oh, it was about the kids and the cell phones. Anyway, the latest version of the proposal would have banned elementary and middle school students from using phones on school grounds during instruction time, breaks between classes, lunch, and recess. I agree. This shouldn't pass. You shouldn't have the government getting involved in stupid fucking kid shit in a school. The fact that they were wasting time on this at all is a goddamn mystery to me. Are you telling me you're actually wasting time worried because you're worried about what elementary and middle school kids are doing with their fucking cell phones? Fuck you. The schools need to drop the fucking hammer on these bitches. Fuck you. You're not using a phone in school. You are? Get out. Yeah. It's up to the school. You can't have big government getting involved in that bullshit. We got bigger things to worry about. If the government is going to worry about anything school related, it's going to be try to work to make it so that the schools don't get shot up every other month. According to the memo, no Democrats voted for the legislation, despite Governor Whitmer highlighting it as a priority in her 2025 State of the State address. So I don't know who the asshole was that introduced the bill. No, I do. Republican State Rep Mark Tisdale of Rochester Hills, Michigan, is the asshole who wasted everybody's time with a bullshit bill about something that he probably knew had a snowball's chance in hell. Yet they had to spend time and energy writing the goddamn thing up, spending time in committee, getting them to vote on it at that level, and then presenting it to the House. Fuck you. Adam says, wasn't this introduced by a Republican who wants less government? Well, I think Republicans by nature fall into that category as wanting less government, but yet apparently that doesn't apply to an eight-year-old running through a school playing a fucking game. Stevie says, how are the kids going to call 911 when the next school shooting happens if we take the phones away? That's hard to argue that. I would want to have the most lines available to reach out to 911 when the next asshole who has CTE shoots up a school. That's all you need. That's really all you need. All right. I've got some videos that I want to share with you. This is the head football coach for the University of Baylor. It's listed here as Baylor's Dave Aranda just gave one of the most bizarre answers to a question I think I've ever heard.
But there's a scene in The Wolf of Wall Street when they're talking about throwing midgets in, and it's like, hey, this midget, can he roll there? And you go, no, he doesn't roll. You throw him. You know what I mean? And they're made for throwing. And then after a while, they start talking, and they go, well, you know what? I think they may think they know we're making fun of them. The midgets may think we're making fun of them, so then I'm going to start, they may get mad at us. And then the guys go, well, what we need to do is make them think they're one of us. And they go, one of us, one of us. And I think that's the thing with coaching, call it recruiting, is it's that way. They talk about acquiring players, getting rid of players, just like that. And the whole thing underneath all that is they make them think they're one of us. You know what I mean? And it's like, but you, I don't know. Do you have to do that to win? You know, that sucks. Yeah.
Okay. Shahan,
there's a scene in the.
If I play football for Baylor, as soon as that happens, as soon as I see that, I enter the transfer portal. He seems crazier than the guy who stabbed 11 people at the Walmart. What a fucking freak. I don't think you can say midget that freely in that type of... I mean, I can say it here, but I think that's a problem. I think he's going to get in trouble. Finally, it's about time something silly happened to this group of people known as the Savannah Bananas. Have you seen these guys? These are the dudes who play baseball, and they'll like, let's say the guys, and by the way, David says, is this real? Luke says, is it AI? Yeah, that was actually real. That's what that guy went to when talking about recruiting and getting and keeping players. That was the example he went to. If you have a coach that does that, you got to get out of that program immediately. Finally today, this group, the Savannah Bananas, you see them, they wear all yellow. Balls hit to the outfield. Guy who's going to catch the ball will do a crazy backflip and then catch it. It's amazing what they do. The local TV broadcast had like one of the Savannah Bananas. It's guy who will do the backflip and then catch the ball. But it so did not go as planned. I don't even know if you can hear this. Doesn't matter. He's on CNN.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Okay, now you can barely hear it.
Brand new twist on America's favorite.
Okay, but he fucked it up and face planted. We need to frame by frame this because did his face really hit the thing there? Starts out well enough. Tucks. He knows he's fucked here. He's way off. And then watch the face, the head. Whammo! Right there. Look at that body absorbing all that shock. Oh, my God. Is that intense?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck me. Now he's going to go shoot up the NFL office.
Oh.
Well, that was rough. Folks, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage says buy now, refinance later. Call them at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. A great team over there, no matter where you are in the U.S., will work tirelessly to get you the mortgage that you need. You're pre-approved, ready to start shopping for your house. That's the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. That number, once again, if you want to reach out to Mario, 231-332-6505. Got Kuiper Tree Care. If you are in West Michigan and you got a tree down, you want to get rid of it, storm damage, or maybe just a tree that's way past its prime, needs to go, have it removed at Kuiper Tree. They will remove it for you at Kuiper Tree Care. They'll grind the stump down. Maybe you need some tree pruning. Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. You can reach out at 616-828-8225. That number again, 616-828-8225. Call or text. Mention EZ and away you go. Racing Saturday at Berlin. Get the tickets in advance. You have to 11:59 p.m. Friday night to get them for $15. After that, they go up $5. The parking is free. 15 and under is free. Kids. Bring your own snacks in a bag 12 by 18 or smaller, or a cooler 12 by 18 or smaller. Any refreshments, any snacks, no alcohol, though, and no glass. Thank you, Berlin Raceway. Today we need the asshole of the day. I know you're like, easy. This show's only an hour. Wait, how far are we into this? Hour 40? We're only at hour 45. I know. But I have a 2 p.m. hard start. who are these broadcasts? Donut dances mental subjects with weapons. Bob says Fallout Boy free beer. Man Bun Chris says, EZ, the Lions play here soon for preseason. Can we get Kyle on to see how summer is going and get his prediction for the new season sometime? We shall see. Today's asshole of the day. Are all paranoid schizos. The asshole of the day, part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Asshole of the day, shooters. Like that guy who had the CTE who shot up the office building in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah, we can add him in there too. Why the hell not? He should be. Oh my God, what the fuck? Pray that we have a great day today. Hope you come back for the Patreon bonus. Now, that won't start until after I get done with Christian, so I'm guessing sometime after 4 p.m. But anyway, thanks for being here on this one. Talk to you folks. Have a good one, and bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.